The Federal Emergency Management Agency has given the city and borough of Juneau a deadline of August 19th to adopt new flood zone maps. The city and FEMA are involved in a nearly two-year dispute over the accuracy of the maps, which are required for participation in the National Flood Insurance Program. Last year, FEMA removed several properties in the Mendenhall Valley from floodplains after the city hired a consultant to analyze the agency's work and provide additional data and information. CBJ Community Development Director Hal Hart told the Juneau Assembly Monday night that FEMA officials acknowledge continued errors in the maps, but are not accepting additional changes at this time.
They're saying, save those changes that you come up with, and you can use the map amendment process. But they need to have these adopted, and the federal process is a longer process than we're attuned or used to, I guess.
It's not clear how long it would take to amend the maps. Hart says about 160 properties will be placed in newly created flood zones under the FEMA proposal, while about 180 will be removed. The city could choose not to adopt the maps, but Hart says that would increase insurance rates for about 700 property owners because the federally backed National Flood Insurance Program is cheaper than private insurance. Assembly members were not happy about the idea of adopting maps that may be inaccurate. Here's Mayor Merrill Sanford.
It doesn't sound like a very good deal to our citizens at all.
Juneau's FEMA floodplain maps have not been updated in nearly 20 years. The Community Development Department will host a series of public meetings this week and next week to discuss the changes. The first meeting was last night. Another meeting will be held at 6 o'clock tonight at the Douglas Library, and you can find a full schedule of the meetings on our website at ktoo.org. 9 days after the Juneau Empire rolled out a new look at an online paywall, publisher Mark Bryan resigned. Bryan left the job yesterday. An Empire receptionist at 3:45 in the afternoon said Bryan no longer works here. An uncredited story posted at 5:23 yesterday afternoon on the Empire's website said he had resigned, effective immediately, to pursue other opportunities. Bryan joined the newspaper in 2009 after 5 years as publisher of the Newport News-Times in Newport, Oregon. Bryan had previous experience in Alaska newspapers, having worked in circulation at the Anchorage Daily News and the defunct Anchorage Times. The Empire is owned by Morris Communications, based in Augusta, Georgia. Morris owns several other media outlets in Alaska, including the Peninsula Clarion and Homer News. Former Clarion publisher Ronnie J. Hughes has been appointed interim publisher of the Empire, according to the online article announcing Bryan's departure. Hughes served briefly in the same capacity at the Juneau Empire in 2009, prior to Bryan being hired. When Bryan came to Juneau, he replaced former publisher Jeff Wilson, who came out of his Georgia retirement to head up the Juneau Empire in between publishers. It's not clear why Bryan is leaving the newspaper. Calling it a membership, the newspaper instituted a paywall or began charging for internet access on March 24th. It also redesigned the print edition and raised subscription prices. Bryan headed up that change. The announcement that digital content would no longer be free came last fall at a Juneau Empire 100th birthday celebration. At the time, Bryan said free access to news on the web was not sustainable. Morris Communications also owns the Capital City Weekly, published in Juneau. General Manager Dale Smith was asked to leave the post last week after less than 5 months on the job. Smith took the job in November, moving to Juneau from Kansas City, Missouri. In December, he was arrested on an outstanding warrant from Jackson County, Missouri, for not paying child support. A Seattle-based tour company is adding another vessel to its Alaska routes. Uncruise Adventures is one of several small ship lines increasing capacity in what appears to be a growing market. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more on the story.
It's still a few weeks before the tourist season begins, but the small cruise ship Wilderness Explorer is already tied up at a Juneau dock. It just finished a charter and is being cleaned up for its summer duties. Larry West leads the way on board, pointing out some of the amenities.
When thing you'll notice if you look at the back of the vessel is it's been sort of modified to accommodate a platform that can be easily lowered into the water to launch kayaks and things.
On the other side of it, once you're done your active adventure, you want to come back in. This place also, we always have saunas and hot tubs on all of our vessels so that you can come back on board and relax until the next day's adventure.
That's Lori Cooper, an expedition guide for UnCruise Adventures, which also employs West. The 76-passenger Wilderness Explorer is one of several ships added to the company's lineup in recent years. This season's edition is the 88-passenger Legacy, where West will lead a team of costumed guides.
We will be focusing especially on recreating authentic historical moments.
The living history theme is a different approach for UnCruise Adventures, the new name for sister lines Intersea Discoveries and American Safari.
The vessel itself is designed to look like a patterned after vessel from the late 19th century that would have brought anxious miners to Alaska in search of gold in the Klondike.
The Legacy used to be the Spirit of 98, one of a fleet of small ships operated by Cruise West, which went out of business about 3 years ago. Other companies, including Sitka-based Alaskan Dream, have purchased and renovated other Cruise West ships for inside passage operations.
So I think this coming season, we'll actually be seeing more small cruise vessels in Southeast than ever before.
Joel Hansen of Sitka works for the boat company, a two-ship line sailing between Juneau and his hometown. Unlike the big cruisers, there's no centralized database of small ship sailings, but Hansen's convinced capacity is increasing.
I think the trend is probably, it may not grow rapidly, but it does seem to be, and it has the potential to continue to grow.
It's always nice to have visitors come to town and be interested in just our unique culture.
Liz Cabrera works for the Petersburg Economic Development Council. Her town sees no large cruise ships dock during the summer, so when a new small vessel ties up, the passengers are noticed.
And hopefully spending a little bit of their money on our local shops downtown, and that's great for our merchants and also for our sales tax revenue for our borough.
Many small ship passengers have more money. Their cruises often run in the range of $3,000 to $12,000 per person. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
And in the interest of public disclosure, UnCruise staffer Larry West currently works part-time for KTOO. We also have photos of and links to some of the small lines serving Southeast Alaska on our website at ktoo.org. The price of Brent crude oil is $110.30 a barrel this morning. West Texas Intermediate is $96.88 a barrel. Gold down $2.50 at $1,573.70 an ounce. Silver at $27.20 an ounce. But lead is up, currently at 93 cents a pound. Alaskans contributed a record-setting $2.4 million to charity through the Pick, Click, Give program. That's where Alaskans can donate to the charity of their choice with their permanent fund dividends. This year, Alaskans chose from 471 different nonprofits in 48 Alaska communities. State Department of Revenue data shows that 26,093 Alaskans pledged $2.4 million to nonprofits in 2013. Total contributions were up 10% from last year, with almost 3,000 more Alaskans donating this year.